State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. When a teen commits a crime, it goes on their permanent record, which can lead to all kinds of disadvantages down the road. When they go to apply for a job, for example, they're going to have to admit they broke the law. But a diversion program out of Wayne County gives some first-time offenders a way to admit their guilt and keep their record clean at the same time. This is a story about second chances. Let's meet the defendant, Chloe.
How are you feeling?
I'm kind of nervous, but I think I'm kind of getting over it a little bit.
What are you most nervous about?
I don't know, standing in front of a whole bunch of people talking about what I did. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
Chloe, not her real name, was with her friend at JCPenney. Her friend stole a bunch of stuff while they were there. Chloe stole a $30 bracelet. They both got caught before they could run out of the store. Now, because shoplifting is a misdemeanor, and because this is Chloe's first ever run-in with the law, she's decided to take her case to teen court.
All right, for the teen court of Wayne County is now back on session.
This particular teen court is affiliated with the Detroit Public School District, but there are dozens of teen courts around the state and more than 1,000 across the country. Here's how it works. First, the defendant, in this case Chloe, has to admit up front that she broke the law. And then it's up to a group of high school students, a literal jury of her peers, to come up with an appropriate sentence.
I mean, hopefully they teach me something, and hopefully they learn from my mistakes and stuff. And I hope I leave there feeling relieved that I finally got to talk about it.
Overseeing her case at teen court is Danton Wilson.
I'm an attorney with the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office Juvenile Division. I'm not a real judge, but you can almost say I play a judge in the teen court model that we use.
To make himself look more judge-like, Wilson's got on his son's black high school graduation gown. He sits at the front of the courtroom, which is really a social studies classroom at Western International High School, and the teen jurors sit at their desks.
Well, I'm going to turn the questions over to the jurors. So would you please raise your hand as you always do and stand up and ask the question in a loud voice.
How much was the item?
Why did you do it?
Did your friend have a car or did somebody drop
it? Did you have peer pressure from your friend to steal it?
Did you think about the consequences before you did it?
They don't just ask about the shoplifting. They get really personal. The jurors ask about Chloe's home life. They learn she doesn't have a great relationship with her mom, so she lives with her grandma. She likes school but struggles with geometry. She wants to be a child psychologist. And yes, she's tried alcohol before, but never drugs. After about 20 minutes of questioning and 5 minutes of deliberation, the jury forewoman reads the sentence.
You're not going to have contact with your friend for a month. I mean, I guess you can do that, right? And you're going to have to apologize to your grandmother orally in front of us and write a letter to JCPenney apologizing.
The jury is also making Chloe do 10 hours of community service, and she needs to get a math tutor to help her with geometry. Community service and letters of apology, those are the two most common sanctions in teen court. And it seems to work. A study by the nonprofit Urban Institute found that those who went through teen court were significantly less likely to break the law again compared to those who went the juvenile court route. Social studies teacher Mike Cruz leads the teen court class at Western High School in Detroit. He says it's not just the defendant who gets something out of the experience. The students on the jury do, too.
As far as I could be a judge, I could be a lawyer. Because if you've never met a lawyer, you grow up thinking, I grew up like that. You grow up thinking that's for other people. So you meet a prosecuting attorney and you see him on a regular basis. Just him being here and talking to them kind of breaks that wall down.
And all the kids involved get a lesson in consequences and second chances before they make the kind of mistake that could put them on the wrong path into adulthood. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.